In Interglobal UK, the rise of smart outsourcing.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Outsourcing, an initiative by Inneter Global UK. This is Krishna Singh, your host, and today we are with Shivani Shah, who is into the VAT department at Inneter Global UK. So welcome, Shivani, to the podcast.
Hi, Krishna. Thanks for having me here.
So if you can let me know, what are the challenges any business owner would face, you know, if they are opening up a new business, setting up a new business, or they already have a business but they are not registered under VAT, or even if they are registered under VAT, what are the challenges any business owner would face?
There are many challenges that can come across, like notifying to HMRC, filing the VAT returns, calculations of VAT returns, and the main challenge that can come across is the which scheme to opt.
Right. Absolutely. That is very crucial. Whosoever an advisor will have to be very specific and, you know, comply with all the...
Yes, exactly. So here are we at Inneter Global UK to help them out.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, as an outsourcing partner, we can definitely try and mitigate those challenges and give them the right advice for their business. So, Shivani, if you can explain us in a bit of detail with an example that would help anyone to relate with it.
So there are many businesses who are in hospitality sector or restaurant owners who come up with their VATs. So we help them out as an outsourcing partner to get their VATs registered and help them to opt the VAT scheme.
The right VAT scheme.
The right VAT scheme. And what, you know, Krishna, what we do at Inneter, we, the newly businesses who have not opted any VAT scheme, we in our calculations show them different VAT schemes and even show them which is the beneficial scheme.
Right.
Which can impact their businesses and which scheme they can opt that will be beneficial to them.
And which scheme would save them more time.
Exactly.
Right.
So we help them and we show detailed calculation of their VAT schemes that if you go for this scheme, it will be this much tax you will have to pay or you will have to reclaim. So whichever is beneficial to them.
And this is how we help them overcome the challenge and even provide the right solution to it within within the time frame. And each month we file the taxes on or by 7th of each month. Right?
Each month, yes.
Perfect, Shivani. So this has, you know, we have got a lot of information and, you know, about VAT, how it works and what role an outsourcing partner can play in helping a business owner in UK sitting there to get their taxes filed under HMRC.
Exactly.
So any other thing that you would like to share except from, you know, the technicalities that we have talked about?
VAT scope is not at all limited. It is much wider scope and there comes up every new thing, new criteria. It gets restructuring every day. The rules of VAT gets restructuring every day by the HMRC. So to avoid, for the businesses, to avoid errors and complications and mistakes, it is better to advise any specialist like us in Inneter Global UK.
Absolutely. And take help of us.
Right. Exactly.
Any, you know, during the COVID period, Shivani, you know, we faced a lot of difficulty and, you know, there were changes, a lot of restructuring in the taxes as well in all over the world. So how COVID impacted the tax structure of VAT in UK, if you, you know, if you can throw some light on it.
Yes, there were many changes in VAT even during the COVID. There was deferred payment started by HMRC, which was never there
in
VAT.
Existence.
Yes, that was not in existence in VAT. But now, as the situation has normalized a bit, so no longer an option of the deferred payment.
Right.
But there are changes even in hospitality rates, in hospitality sectors.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it was 5% earlier.
Right.
Now it is 12.5% from 1st October 21 and even it is going to change in March 2022.
So, yes, they keep on updating their tax structures as per the situation. And it is very much important for every business owner to, you know, keep themselves updated with these. Otherwise, they could face a penalty.
Yes, they could face a penalty and and there is very much needed for them to be updated.
Absolutely. And
and if they can't keep themselves updated, then they should
reach out to us.
Yes, exactly. They should consult us.
Definitely. Great. Thanks a lot, Shivani, for being here with us on this podcast. And we had a really nice time, and I hope our listeners also got a great insights about VAT and what they should consider and how they should keep themselves updated. So until next time, thanks a lot, everyone, and keep listening to the Initor Global UK podcast. Thank you.
For more information, visit our website initorglobal.co.uk.